Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
But first, I want to talk about something different. I've got an interesting email here. It says, "Hi, Niall. I'd love to hear your listeners' opinion on a relationship dilemma I have. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now. We're both in our early 30s, and I love him to pieces. I want that stated before I start this." So I can see what road you're going down here. You clearly don't like him if you want that stated. But I mean, you said you did. Anyway, all right, you said you love him. "There's no way to put this. There's no way to put this that isn't blunt, but simply, my boyfriend is a snob. I didn't notice it too much when we started dating first, and maybe that's because he played it down a little bit. I don't know. It's now at a point where I dread date night. He complains to staff wherever we go about literally everything. He'll make us move seats multiple times. He'll send back food for not being so hot it burns his mouth. He'll criticise servers for how they speak. The list is just endless. He even clothes shopping with him is a nightmare. He clicks at staff as if they're personal shoppers and insists they check the stockroom multiple times if they don't have his size on display. I won't even get into the way he talks about public transport and how he speaks to taxi drivers. You know, most 99.9% of taxi drivers are good people. Good, hard-working people. But there is one who's a scumbag. Anyway, we never go to the same place twice, usually because I'm too mortified that the staff might recognise us. There's even a number of my friends that didn't go to college because they didn't need it for their career. He looks down on them completely because he thinks anyone who didn't go to college probably wasn't smart enough to do so. As I said at the start, I love him to absolute pieces, and in every other way he's perfect. I've tried to say it to him before, but he sees absolutely nothing wrong with how he acts to people when we're out. Niall, I really need your listeners' help. How do I make him see what he's doing and change his way?" Can you change? See, here's the thing. Why do women do this? Why do women meet a guy and want to change him? That's what he is. He's a snob. Now, some could say he has standards. I'll get to that a bit later, okay? We'll delve into that a bit more as the topic goes on. Personally, I believe there's nothing wrong with being a snob. I believe that, you know, well, to a degree, I believe that being a snob essentially just means you have standards. I mean, if you go into a restaurant and you're paying good money, you should be treated properly. And if the food isn't hot enough, you probably should send it back. We're typical Irish. We'd sit there and go, and you'll sit there and talk to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your wife or husband, and you'll say, "Jeez, the food is freezing, isn't it? Jeez, I'm sorry I ordered this." And then the waiter come over 2 minutes later, "Everything okay?" And you go, "Yeah, it's fine, thanks. Thanks, fine." And it's not fine. If it's not fine, tell them it's not fine. If the chips aren't the right colour, I'll send them back. And I would. Trust me, I have done it. "I don't like those chips. They're too brown. Can you take them back there and get me some nice paler ones, please?" Anyway, the question I want to ask is about this fella, not about me. Do you think he's a snob, firstly, because he's being obviously clearly fussy? And how do you make him change? Or will he just be like this forever? I mean, what should she do? Should she stick with him and hope that he'll change? Or should she run a mile? She said she loves him to bits. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to... I don't know who's that. Line one. Who's on line one? Angela, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing? Angela.
Hi, how are you?
She just forgot to put your name up. I thought your name was hell. It actually said on my screen, "He'll never change. She needs to leave." Obviously, which is what you were going to say.
And, yeah.
But it just says, starts off with heel where your name should be. So I thought your name was hell.
So you can just call me Lucifer.
So, Angela, what would you do in this situation?
If it comes to a thing that you are embarrassed to go out or dreading going out with your partner, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's in her early 30s. She's got plenty of time before her. You know, she might love him to be. But the thing is, if he looks down on people, that's not good.
No.
It's not. And, like, okay, I guess you say people can go out and you know, complain about the service, complain, you know, I'd be with you on the chips thing. I don't like them brown. I like them just a nice colour. I don't like them rock hard where they're not done properly. You know, that's fine. But if it's a thing that he basically walks into the restaurant and complains about the decor and then complains about the service and then complains about the food and complains about the view and complains, how can you put up with that for the rest of your life? Because no. He's not going to change.
But she clearly loves him.
Yeah. Yeah, but as she said, like, it's only...
But maybe she's exaggerating. Maybe she's just a bit of a pushover. And, you know, and he's... Okay, well, maybe with the exception of the friends thing, because he does look down on her friends if they haven't gone to college. Maybe maybe some of her friends are lowlifes. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah, wouldn't she like to have a friend like Alan Sugar?
Yeah.
Who didn't even finish school. Would she like my dad at the age of 75? He didn't finish school, and he had one of the top jobs in De Beers in Shannon for, do you know what I mean, over 40 years, like.
Yeah, he clicks his fingers at waiters.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
And at staff, like they're his personal shoppers. Hey, excuse me.
Yeah, sorry, there. Oi.
Hey.
You're right there. Oi. And you. You over there. It'd be great if it wasn't a waiter. It was just somebody going to sit to a table. But
it's not nice that she's dreading nights out with him, even though she loves him.
It's not. You can't do that.
But she's not going to change him, is what you're saying to me.
She's not going to change him. Someone like that is born and bred like that.
Are you a bit of a snob?
Me?
Yeah.
God, no.
Is there anything wrong with being a bit of a snob? I probably think I'm a little bit of a snob by times.
In what way?
I mean, I'm standards. Like, yeah, I'm not like, standard. If I go into your average restaurant, and I'm talking about your, you know...
Name and shame.
But no, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with any of these restaurants, right? But you're kind of Nando's TGI Friday type restaurants, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So if I go into any of those kind of restaurants, and that style of restaurant... You're generally, your order is taken by one person. Your food is brought over by another person. And another person come over and say, is everything all right?
Now,
there's never, like, they don't go out of their way for you. So
what I'm
saying, so I wouldn't leave a tip.
No, because I like places where someone will come over and go, I'm going to be your waiter today.
Yeah.
I like that.
And is there anything I can help you with? Or I could recommend this, or I could recommend that. And then when it's brought over to you, they're the ones who'll come back over to you. And they go, is everything all right? Can I get you a bit more of that? Would you like another drink?
Yeah.
That's serving. Now, not to the point of annoying the shite out of you. But, but I mean, generally being nice to you and generally being polite and generally, you know, caring that you're enjoying your evening. Whereas in those kind of places, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with TGI Fridays or Nando's or any of those other places, Frankie and Benny's and all
they
those.
They don't have that personal touch.
Well, no, it's kind of fast food restaurant.
Yeah, because I do love Nando's. But Nando's
they are lovely.
Like Nando's it's a total different type of restaurant.
But it's not Patrick Gibo's, for example.
No. But it's like
you go in there and you say, can you show me something for 20 quid? Yeah, there's the door.
There's the door. Or see that bit of lettuce that we're thrown in the bin? That's 20 quid. But like,
do you get what you pay for? I mean, I often wonder in restaurants, do you get what you pay for? Or are some restaurants just greatly overpriced?
I think at the moment, a lot of them are greatly overpriced. And I will tell you why. Because last Monday, my mum was 75, and she
happy
went.
Happy birthday to Angela's mum.
Happy birthday, and Daddy's 75 then next week. So, they went out for lunch, and I'd been out for lunch on the Friday in the same place, and Dad got the fish and chips, right?
Yep.
You know your lovely fish and chips.
Bit of cod chips, yeah.
Yeah, €16.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, that's expensive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I got the chicken.
No, wait, is he sitting down?
Yeah.
And somebody's serving it to him?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But at the end of
it's
the day...
It's not a chipper. A chipper you get it for... How much would you pay in a chipper for cotton chips now? Probably 8 or 9 quid.
Seven quid down here.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, so you're paying an extra €5 to sit, be heated, have light above your head, and have a waiter bring it over to you. That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't know. I think it's a bit expensive. But...
I would just stop, Angela. 16 quid is not expensive.
Yeah, but you know what, Niall? We're not in Dublin. This is down in Clare.
I don't care where it is. 16 quid is not expensive. 16 it euros, is. Sorry, is not expensive.
It is around here. That is expensive.
Right.
It's about... It's
I don't
about
know what life is like in Clare. It must be cheap in Clare.
It is. It's cheaper. It's about... It's honestly about three fifty more than other places. I don't want to name it because I do really like it. But listen, you pay to go there. Do you know what I mean? But as I said,
you're making it out to be the Ritz that you paid to go there. I mean, it's only 16 quid.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
I'm sure it's like, a fair portion of fish as well.
At Christmas last year, we went and stayed in the Shelburne.
Right.
And that, to me, is an experience that everyone should do.
Yeah.
Because, like that again, I suppose...
Yeah, you need, if you even go for a cup of tea and a biscuit, you need to bring your wallet with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Shelburne, you get what you pay for.
Of course.
And you do. You know...
It's a classy hotel.
It's a classy hotel, and it deserves it. And but just because, like, because if I ever say to you, well, we went to the Shelburne.
Oh, by the way, the statues are back outside the Shelburne.
Oh, thank God.
Much to the disappointment of a lot of people. They're back. Yeah, they're the lovely, the two statues that were removed during the whole cancel culture thing there a while ago.
Yeah, because I missed them, actually.
They got it wrong. They wanted the usual suspects wanted them removed because they said they were slaves. They weren't slaves at all. They were actually angels.
They were angels, like.
Yeah, I know. So they were put back again.
Stupid.
But, okay, well, hold on. We're going off on a tangent here. Stay there. I need someone to argue with you. John, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing, John?
Not too bad. You've certainly gone off on a tangent there, alright.
Yeah, sorry. We're starting to talk about restaurants, yeah.
I would say this fella has serious untreated, like, potential, like, psychological issues.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. If someone treats other people that way, they're obviously miserable. My own feeling would be they're miserable inside. Like,
we're psychoanalyzing the poor chap and we don't even know him.
Yeah, but like, from what the girl has told us, he does this all over the place.
Yeah, she dreads going out with him.
Like, well, I would certainly agree with that other person.
He obviously doesn't treat her badly because she loves him to bits. She, three times in the email, she said she loves him to pieces.
I wonder what he says about her to his mates.
Oh, yeah. Me bit on the side or something.
See, but yeah,
I'm
amazed that, like, he could treat someone like that. Someone, like, if I had a friend do that, I'd call him out on the spot. How dare you treat someone like that? Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
The person's trying to do their job. Obviously, if the staff are being terrible and are being assholes and are the service is really bad, you're allowed to get annoyed. But I don't think it means you can turn around and
personally have a go with them.
Yeah, exactly, have a go with them. You know, sending food back and all this stuff. Obviously, if it's cold.
But yeah, but here, see, in Ireland, let's just deal with the sending the food back. We're focusing very much on the food here tonight. Maybe I'm hungry or something.
Yeah.
Okay, but sending the food back. Irish people are the worst in the world
terrible.
For accepting bad service.
We are. We just put up with it.
We'll get the worst food ever and you'll sit there with your missus or whatever or your partner and you'll sit there looking at them and you go, jeez, the steak's like leather. It's bleeding horrible and it's cold. And then the waiter will come over and go, everything all right? Yeah, everything's fine. Thanks very much.
And here's a tenner tip.
I did complain once. I was horrendously hungover and went out for a feed with friends and all I wanted was a dirty fry and I got the worst meal I've ever been served in my life. It was like it was left under a heat tray for about 4 hours.
It was dry as a bone.
But yeah, like it was horrendous.
No, when you want a dirty fry, it's got to be greasy.
Yeah. But anyway, I ate and at the end, I was paying and I was raging and I was like, this is me, I'm hungover, I just have no patience. I just said, we were paying for it and I said, by the way, I just need to let you know that's probably the worst food I've ever been served. You know, I wasn't having to go at the person. I just was feedback.
Yeah.
And the guy or girl, I can't remember what it was so apologetic, gave us the entire meal for nothing. And it was about 40 quid.
Well, that was decent, wasn't
That's
it?
That's good. Do you know what I do now?
Yeah.
Like, if I've had a terrible evening, terrible night, terrible food, I will actually contact them privately on 99% of their Facebook page. And I will contact them privately and say, listen, I've been here before, I've enjoyed it before, but blah, 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 and this night and blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to put it up publicly because, you know, normally it's good service or it's really good food, but just to let you know, I was disappointed. The amount of food pictures I've gotten is unbelievable.
But you know what bothers me, lads? It's the smaller things that bother me. The big things don't bother me. It's the smaller things. I think I mentioned on the air about 2 weeks ago, I made a complaint to Burger King because he wouldn't give me an extra... he wouldn't give me an extra chili sauce with me nuggets, right?
Oh, then I'd go mad as well.
And it's... I go in there all the time, right? To the same place, to the same lads, you know, the same girls and guys. I go in there all the time and I get... just when I'm driving home up north and I get... I go in there and I get my diesel in the apple green and I go into Burger King and I always just get 9 nuggets and when they're putting the nuggets in, I just say, you wouldn't throw us in an extra chili sauce there. And they always do. And this one day, this Jobsworth said, he put his hand in the bag and he took the extra one out. The girl had already put it in and he said, if you want that, it's 40 cent. I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, you'd already put it in. And he says, yeah, but I'm taking it back. And I said, are you really going to take that back out of the bag? And asked me for 40 cent and he went, I said, I always get it for free. And I said, there was weeks here for 7 or 8 weeks because there was a shortage where you had no sauce and I just accepted it. So I said, but you're going to ask me for 40 cent. I said, I'll tell you what, shove your nuggets. I don't want them. I said, give me a refund. And he went, okay. And I said, I said, who's the manager? He says, I am. And I said, right. I said, your staff have more manners than you are. And I says, so you're going to chuck them nuggets in the bin rather than give them to me with the sauce. And he went, yeah. And it's the little things like that that piss me off. You could sell me a £90 steak or €90 steak that's cold and you'd get away with it. But he wouldn't give me the 40 cent sauce and that drove me mad.
And when have they gone to 40 cents? I thought they used to be 20.
No, 40 cents.
Oh, you
see,
that's like that fish and chips now.
But see, it was 9 nuggets. It wasn't 6. It was 9.
And all of the times that you didn't get
the
your
sauce.
Chili sauce.
Yeah. And I said that to him. I said, are you going to give me my money back for all the times I didn't get any sauce at all? Because you'd none here for about 7 weeks and none of the Burger Kings around Ireland. They were short of all the stuff. All they had was mayonnaise. And he said to me, if you bring back the receipts for them all, I will. And I said, you're such a smart ass. Sorry, John. Getting back to this guy anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, for that girl, no, you can't. I don't think you can change people. What you can do, like if you try and change someone, it's trying to control them and it just doesn't work. You know, we all probably have been on the receiving end of it and you just immediately kind of put your guard up. But if she, I don't know, maybe showed him the errors in his ways. Like to me, it sounds like he's an asshole, to be honest.
Well, he does sound like an asshole. Derry Ann sounds like a narcissist or a narcissistic personality. Yeah. I don't think that's the trait of a narcissist. I don't think so. Because he was a narcissist, he would be treating his girlfriend badly as well.
Yeah, do you know what? If anything, people like that are just so far up their own arse, they're coming out their nostrils, like, and just think they're better than most people around. If you don't have the right accent, if you don't have the right vocabulary, see the way I said that really well, that vocabulary.
It's a horrible word. It's not as bad as the word I can't say, by the way.
I'm proud of myself.
There's one word I can't say. And I wouldn't mind the girls here, Ashley and Ruth, they do it on a regular basis. They'll put it onto the script on purpose on a regular basis. They give me
vocabulary.
Scripts. No, I'm not even going to try and say it. So what I do is I'll change the line. To give you an example, I'll change the line to I'm trying to think of how I would change the line. Oh, yeah. I would change the line to, she decided to remain anonymous, right?
Right.
So, because it's not anonymous, it's a variable of the word.
The one, the variable that ends in I-T-Y?
That's the one.
God, it's a mouthful.
Say it.
What's that?
Anonymity.
Oh, you got it wrong. Say it, Angela.
Anonymity.
I know, you're wrong as well.
No, it's anonymity. Now
it's a disaster. You're dead right. Change it. The person would rather remain anonymous.
No, yeah, so I have to change it.
Brilliant.
And I know a newsreader, well, which will remain nameless, right? A very famous, new, popular newsreader on a radio station who cannot say the word gangland.
Tara can't say gangland.
No, not Tara. I didn't say Tara. I know a newsreader that can't say the word gangland. And I wouldn't mind. You know, it's a word that's in the news so often.
Because what's his name? Do you know, he played Sherlock Holmes in the television series.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's it. Benedict Cumberbatch. He can't say penguin.
Right.
He cannot say penguin.
Anonymity. There you go. See, now, if I don't think of it, anonymity. I said it there now twice. That's it.
Can we rename this the Niall Boylan Tangent Show?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yes, you're 100% right, John. We better get back to the topic again. Neve, you're an Ireland's classic kid. So I'll just switch you on there, Neve. I do apologise. Sorry, Neve. Hi, Neve.
Hello.
How are you, Neve? How's things?
Actually, not too bad.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Yeah, look at you. You're a perfect person. Anyway, sorry, Niamh. I mean, you've heard what John said.
While you are, we're on hold.
I know you're practicing. John said he sounds very insecure and sounds like an asshole. But she doesn't think he's an asshole. She loves him to bits.
No, that's her problem. I just think, can we change the word snob to rude and entitled?
Right. Rude and entitled.
Let him go in and do a 12-hour shift while people are screaming at him that their food's not hot enough, that it didn't come quick enough when they only sat down 5 minutes ago, that we're not serving it quick enough. I didn't order that drink when you know they did. And then keep a smile on your face and be polite and be nice. And how's your meal, sir? And thank you, sir. And see how great he feels at the end of it.
I get the impression, Niamh, you worked in a restaurant somewhere, did you?
Yes, I did. Do that for minimum wage. And then have some asshole come in and look down on you.
Or click his fingers.
He'd do that once and he wouldn't get served again. Sorry, I wouldn't serve him. No one in that restaurant is paid enough to put up with his shit. And 90%, 99% of them are just trying to get through their day. It's a hard job. It's a thankless job. And most minimum wage jobs that he seems to think are so far bloody below him are difficult jobs. If every single person that worked in these jobs that he seems to think are below him went on strike for a week, let's see how far Hooray Henry gets on. Because he wouldn't have a bin collected. He wouldn't have his post delivered. He would have nobody serving him in Tesco, Supervalue, Aldi, Lidl. He wouldn't be able to get his petrol. He wouldn't be able to do 99% of the things that he seems to think he's so feckin' entitled to do.
Yeah.
And then let's see how grateful he is when these people decide, you know what, Henry, we'll come back to work. Be nice now. Behave yourself like a good little boy, because what you are is entitled, horrible, and rude.
And an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. He's an absolute...
Can he change?
No.
No.
No, okay.
No, absolutely not. That was probably bred into him from daddy along with the money.
Right, okay.
You know, so...
But you know what he works at, Niall?
It doesn't say being an arsehole.
And sorry, that's because he's got it down pat. He's really good at it.
Sorry, John, what are you trying to say there?
I think the really the biggest thing here is coming out. He's obviously incredibly ungrateful. As that other girl said.
Privileged, by the sounds of it.
I agree with John. He's insecure. I agree with that. Anyone who feels the need to put other people down to make themselves feel better are insecure. What's wrong with him? What is wrong with him that he is so insecure that he has to turn to her friends and say, oh, you didn't go to college? Jesus, some of the best people didn't go to college.
Yeah, I don't think it's an insecurity. I think it's just been a complete and utter pompous git-like.
He obviously has absolutely no awareness of himself. None whatsoever. Because if somebody recorded him talking like that to people and played it back to him, surely be to God, you'd think, oh God, that was disgusting, clicking my fingers at somebody. I mean, I thought that went out with the arc.
I'm looking at some of the texts coming in here. Somebody says, hi, now, I love the show. Listening to you in Australia, working night shift. Jesus. With that snob, he will never change. He probably looks down on his missus too. as him thinking probably. He's better than everyone else is his way of feeling good about himself. In other words, he's a muppet. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, he probably tells her every day how grateful she should be for being with him.
I should try and we should all try and put on Australian accents just to make the chap feel at home.
Should good I, mate?
All right, yeah, mate. So, mate.
I sound Indian when I do it. I'm not blaming.
I shouldn't be on the
so
ball.
So what should he do with his Sheila? What should he do with this Sheila? No, I won't.
That sounds London.
Oh, yeah, it does. All right,
the bush.
You're right, the bush. What are you saying about a bush, Angela?
Throw her out to the bush. That's what they say in Australia,
isn't it, Angela?
Yeah. I've never been to Australia. The way things are going over there at the moment, I don't think I ever will be either.
Whatever will.
Yeah, God bless you if you're in Australia. My Jays, it's like a military state over there at the moment.
Yeah.
Mad stuff. Mad stuff. Sorry, Angela. Shouldn't have digressed again. Yeah, thanks, Angela.
I'm going to have to go, but can I say one thing to you?
Yeah.
My divorce came through yesterday.
Congratulations.
Woohoo! All done.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations.
When the guys got me through a lot of it, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, and I'm glad we could help. I'm glad we can assist and support you through it all.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Angela. Sorry, John, what are you trying to say? Are you going too?
Yeah, I have to head off.
Ah, jeez, where is all leaving me? Niamh, are you still hanging in there?
Yeah, I have no life. I'll stay.
Now, Niamh, you sounded quite passionate there a few minutes ago. And you're very angry too. Have you had a bad day or something?
No, I've actually had a good day. I've been off work today. But I'd be one of those people he looks down on. I bet you he'd look down on me. Mm. But you know what? If he actually, because I work in a supermarket, work now in a deli in a supermarket. Now, there is nothing wrong with
Do you sell like the chicken rolls and all that kind of stuff
well? Yeah. Yes, and I'm an expert at them now. I can make you a lovely chicken roll now.
Yes, I usually get spicy chicken.
Oh, we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that.
No butter. I don't want it. Just no butter either. And my biggest problem is when you go in and you say no butter and they go okay and then they cut it with the knife they've just used for the butter.
No, never do that.
See?
I'd never do that. Yeah. We've separate knives. Right. Because I don't know that you don't have some sort of an intolerance.
I could have an allergy to butter. Yeah, I could. I don't.
Yeah,
I could like Ruth. I could be a vegan.
Yeah, it could make you really, really sick.
I wouldn't be eating chicken in the first place.
If you say no butter, then it's strictly no butter. We wouldn't go near you with butter.
Yeah.
Right. But I bet you he'd look down on me. Right, he'd probably come in and flick his fingers at me if I wasn't doing it fast enough for him. But then if he stopped and actually spoke to me like a human being and took interest in my life, I've been to college. I've done many a job over the years. I am no worse and no better than he is. No one is any worse or any better than he is. And at the end of the day, he should remember one thing. He is privileged in whatever position he's in right now. But if one thing that pandemic taught us, that can be taken away from you in a heartbeat. How many people lost their jobs and are now really happy to be working in these so-called, as he'd say, menial, you know, ridiculous jobs. But they're happy to be doing it because it doesn't matter if I was a CEO of a company or I'm working where I'm working. I'm bringing home a wage, I'm providing for my family, and I am proud to be able to do that. But that's all it comes down to.
I mean, but here's the thing. Is there anything wrong with being a bit of a snob? Because, I mean, sometimes you just say snobs have standards.
Being a snob and having standards.
Yeah, well, what's the difference?
The difference is if you're a snob, you look down on people. If you have standards, you just choose your own path. For example, I wouldn't allow my kids roam the streets at night because my standard is I want to know where they are and I want to protect them and I want to bring them up properly to be mannerly. Good serving members of society.
Would your kids be out on the street during the day hanging around?
No.
No.
No, well, no.
No, no. Neither would mine have been.
One of them has no interest in it. All he wants to do is play his PS4. The other one is older, but she had a plan in school and she reached it. And that's what she wanted to do. But what I wouldn't do is turn around and look at another child who was out playing from 8 o'clock in the morning and say, ugh, look at the state of that. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Bucket.
Bouquet.
Yeah,
not bucket.
Far from qualified to slag anyone off. I've made more than my fair share of mistakes. I am far from a perfect parent, as my kids. And I make mistakes and I'll continue making mistakes. None of us are perfect. And this guy needs to realise that without the people that he looks down on, his life would be fecked.
Okay, but here's the thing,
do
Niamh.
Everything from.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Niamh. If you won 200 million in the Euro Millions tomorrow night, can I remind everybody it's 200 million tomorrow night, right? If you won the 200 million, do you think you'd change? Apart from obviously having more material goods and being privileged to some degree, would you not change?
I hope not. I don't think I could, because I don't know what it's like to be around people like that. And I don't think I'd like to. Like, you see, I think the problem with winning 200 million is that you mightn't want to change, but the people around you will change. So instead of being able to go to the pub on a Saturday night and having five drinks, people think, oh, why are you here? Why are you still with us? Have you not better things to do now that you're rich? And I think people expect you to change. Therefore, you find it difficult sometimes to keep your old lifestyle. You know, if you're...
Yeah, but would you start going to fancy restaurants?
Of course you would. And not because you're a snob, but because you've never had the chance to do it. I mean, wouldn't we all love to have five holidays a year and never have to work again? That's the dream.
Well, it's not even just having five holidays. Life would be a holiday if you had 200 million.
Exactly. And I could afford my own, I could afford many houses. And I could afford whatever I wanted. That wouldn't make me a snob. I mean, I think I'd like to think I'd still be really
grounded.
Ungrateful.
Do you think you'd be still grounded?
No, probably not.
Do you think it would destroy you? It would destroy a lot of people, by the way.
It probably would.
They say people who are not used to money find it difficult to deal with money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, if all you've done is struggle for most of your life, which I suppose 99% of the world does, it must be an absolute head melt to suddenly not have to struggle anymore. You know, to know that you'll never have to worry about a bill again. You can go where you want, when you want. I would like to think I'd do some good with it as well. I'd love to be able to do stuff.
We all say that. But I think when you get the 200 million, a bit of greed might set in. Then you go, no, well, hold on now. I'm not giving everything away. Just loads to charity here. I give a million.
Oh, no.
But would you even give a million to charity?
If you have 200 million, oh, God, yeah.
Would you? Would you really? Most people say that, but I don't think they would.
Out of 200 million, a million would be like giving a fiver.
It wouldn't be like giving a fiver. It's like giving a million.
Yeah, but it's a massive amount of money. 200 million, would you really notice if a million was gone?
Gosh, you would.
Jesus.
Yeah, 200
million. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, but you know what would happen? You'd get that million back in 2 weeks in interest in the bank. So you really wouldn't. A 200 million is massive. Like, that's mind-bending. I don't even know how you'd spend all that. I'd give it a damn good try, but I don't know how you would.
I'm going to work it out here. So 200, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's 6.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many zeros there are.
Yeah, I know. I think
there's 8 zeros, I think, is there?
Huh? Hang on.
You do it on the shit at once.
And divide is 6,000 divided by 52 equals. It's 200,000 a week in interest.
Even if you gave the 200,000 a week away in standing order, wouldn't you be feckin' feeling good about yourself? But Jesus, I mean, that's
divided
a bizarre amount of money.
7 equals 28,000 a day in interest. Yeah.
That's
basing it on a bad investment of 3% per year, per annum.
Jesus Christ. I just love to be able to buy a house. A really big one.
You could actually put a deposit on a house every single day in Dublin.
You could put a deposit on Irish Neutron if you wanted to. I'd get Dermot
Bannon. I'd say Michael D will come with it for that money.
You could put him in a drawer. You wouldn't know.
God bless him. I got to take a quick break. Thanks, Niamh. And keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Dermot.
Good evening to you, sir.
A taxi driver, my good friend.
We're talking about tips and we're talking about rude people and who's rude and who's not.
I'm sure you're well used to them. You've had the nice ones and the rude ones.
Oh, you better believe I've had them all. Anyway, I'm well aware of the publicity of the radio, so I'm not going to mention names. But on two occasions in the same week, about 4 or 5 days before Christmas, I dropped one well-known politician and one ex-Taoiseach to their places of abode, and being in the spirit of Christmas, when the journey was over, I said, "I hope you and your family have a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year." If somebody said that to you, what would you say to them?
I would say, and many happy returns to you and yours.
Thank you very much. And the very words from both of these guys on separate day or on separate occasions, they weren't in the same car. When I said that to them, the answer I got was, I will, and got out of the car.
Right.
Very classy.
That's not nice, is it? And by the way, these two, the ex-Taoiseach and the politician, it's like a scene from some sort of TV show. So the ex-Taoiseach and the politician, were they nice to you during the journey? Did they have a chat with you?
No. Very little, because...
Not that they have to, or anything like that.
I'm very constrained as to what I can say to people like that, because it's outside my parameters when I'm working. If I met them socially, I probably could have a crack at them. But I can't do it when I'm working, because I could be in trouble. I could get into trouble for it. I would be biting at the biting at the whatever, to try and have a crack at them, but... You're not allowed. You have to just be...
And over time, I don't want you again to mention any names, right?
No, I never mentioned names.
I know what you do and where you pick up from on a regular basis, right? Because I met you there once. And you've picked up probably a few celebs in your time.
I have. I picked them all up. You name it, I picked them up.
Okay, and
over the years.
Generally speaking, celebs that might have a few quid, like, would they be generally polite to you?
Yes. Okay. Again, no names mentioned. So once the no names mentioned were covered, you were talking about a very well-known newsreader, a very well-known newsreader in RTE. We leave it at that. There's plenty of them. And I got a pickup from RTE. It's just probably a year, Asian or the radio, and having a chat. Everything was grand. Good in anyway. And we'd say, I don't know, the fare was 1980, we'll say. And that was grand. Out came the wallet and about 18 inches of 50 euro notes. I'm talking a serious wad of 50s. Handed him anyway and gave him back the change, and he waited for the 20 cents.
He did not.
No, he did.
He waited for the 20 cents.
He waited for the 20 cents, and then...
No wonder he had the wad of 50s. But go on, yeah.
Oh, an absolute wad of 50s. Now, serious amount of money. And then to rub salt into the wounds, he wanted the receipt because RTE were going to pay for it.
Of course they were.
So, as you say, I've met you a few times out and about, and I have met them all, and to a T, they're pretty much arseholes. They're pretty much arseholes.
So you're saying most celebrities, politicians, people in the know, are arseholes, generally. Not all of them, obviously.
Some of them are very pleasant. I could personally name the very pleasant.
Well, you can name the pleasant ones if you like.
Well, Mary Lou McDonald is one who is superb.
She is a lovely person. She is actually a very nice person.
Yeah, very, very down
there. Another one
who I absolutely adored, I met her on quite a few occasions, is, you might like her, some people don't, is Miriam McCallaghan. Fantastic. Gorgeous lady.
I'd say she is a nice woman. She comes across as a nice person.
Total another salt of the earth.
Yeah.
No airs
and graces about her.
No airs and graces about her in any shape or form. I've met a lot of very interesting people, and but the ones that get into the car, swan into the back of the car on a sunny day, on with the dark glasses, not a word out of them from the time you get from A to B, and then just out the far side, like their H1T doesn't smell, you know.
We're going off on a tangent again. So getting back to this guy, this snobby guy, do you think he can change for this girl?
No. He's not to change it. Not as they said. It's bred into him from his, I don't know. But by all accounts, it sounds like he's privileged that he has wealth behind him. And guys like that, I've met, as I say, again, in this business, you meet them all. The biggest pains in the hole are the rich people. They just have this air of, you know, they're looking down. Oh, you're a taxi driver, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like saying, well, did you fucking live in the 1970s in this country? Or the 1980s? No, you didn't. You know, so...
And do people look down on you just because you're a taxi driver?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, 100%.
Do you know what? During the good times, I know COVID was difficult for taxi drivers, but certainly it's coming back now, hopefully. Taxi drivers can make quite a wedge.
Oh, huge amount of money. There's a lot of money to be made out of it. No, but it's not even that. It's just, It's just they don't. It's just it's a privilege thing. They mommy and daddy, blah blah blah.
Silver spoon in the mouth. Yeah.
It's the way they're reared. They bring it out into the world with them.
So they can change.
He's not going to change, but a good dig in the head now. Like if I was
a good dig in the head.
Oh, absolutely. If I was in a position and anybody clicked the fingers at me, oh boy, sweet Jesus Christ.
Well, I wouldn't. I like taxi drivers. Well, I like them all except for one. He's an asshole.
Thanks a lot.
No, not you, Jared. Not you. There's only one asshole taxi driver. He knows who he is. Melody over in Ireland's classic hits. Stay there, Jared.
Okay.
Hiya, how are you?
How you doing, Melody? Okay, so this guy, obviously, he's serious insecurity problems. I mean, there's some sort of problems anyway. But she loves him. But what's she going to do?
Well, like, he's not going to change. So I think even if she sat down and had, like, a frank conversation, which obviously she needs to communicate clearly with him, because she's obviously not after saying it to him if she's emailing and looking for advice. She says
in the email, I did try to say it to him before, but he sees absolutely nothing wrong with how he acts to people when we're out.
Yeah, so he's obviously not going to change then, because he doesn't see anything wrong with what he's doing.
No.
And so he thinks, well, why should I change? Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. So you can't help someone that doesn't want to be changed.
There is one other point to this as well. Sorry for intruding there, but there is one other point to this. Eventually, a prick like him will, in time, he will start to treat her the very same way.
Oh, he will. Most likely.
She will become a commodity to him.
Unless she comes up to his level.
Unless she comes up to his level, and obviously by the sound of our sending this thing into you guys, that she's not like that.
Yeah, somebody else texted in and said he's clearly a narcissist. He's not a narcissist. A narcissist doesn't behave like that, because a narcissist outwardly lets everybody think they're a lovely person.
And then if he was a narcissist, he'd be doing it to her.
Exactly.
No, as somebody else said, a narcissist, he's an arsehole.
Not a narcissist. Melanie, is there anything wrong with, on a lighter note, having standards or being a bit of a snob? Is it okay to be a bit of a snob?
Well, I think it's okay to be a bit of a snob, but if there's a fine line between being a snob and being entitled. So, like, you know, getting back to the food, and you're talking about this all night, but if you're in a restaurant and your food is cold and everything, and you expect a high standard in that restaurant, I don't see anything with about sending it back. But if you're going to be entitled and start clicking your fingers going, here, come over here, you've done it wrong, and cursing and being aggressive, then that's definitely something wrong with that. So there's a fine line between being a snob and being entitled.
You're talking about, is it okay to be a snob? I mean, define snob.
Yeah, exactly.
Snobs tend to want to live in nice areas. They don't, like, a snob will say, I'm not living in Ballyfermot. You know, that would be a snob. They want to live in a leafy suburb, and they want to have nice neighbours. They don't want vermin living next door to them.
I think we all want that in a way, but we
do. Are we all snobs a little bit, so?
Yeah, of course we are. We all want, you know, high quality things in our life.
And by the way, I'm not having a go with the people in Ballyfermot, but there's wonderful people in Ballyfermot. I just use that as an example, as a working class area.
Yeah, and we all want, you know, the money in our bank accounts and the perfect home and the perfect family and the perfect cat and the dog and everything that society puts on us. We all want that. And I wouldn't classify that as being a snob. I would just have standards.
There's no need for it at all, Niall. I have to be perfectly straight with you. Like I say, again, I wouldn't. One of the nicest men I've ever met in my life, and again, in my business, I'm on one-on-one personal terms almost, and he's been the main man in the last 18 months, and that's Professor Luke O'Neill. Mm-hmm. And there's a man who is very intelligent, who's also very wealthy, who's also lives in a beautiful part of Dublin, who has it all and the whole lot, and by Jesus Christ, he's the nicest man you will ever meet. Talk about genuine.
Yeah, he. Whether you agree with him or don't agree with him, he comes across as a very nice fella.
Oh, he's
very
down
to earth.
The real deal. He is the real deal. Like you can, you know, in my game, in over 20 years driving, I picked up thousands and thousands and thousands of people, from the poor to the rich to the famous to the arsehole, you name it, I picked them up. And you get to smell a rat. You get to know who's genuine and who's not.
Who's the most famous person?
The most famous person.
Let's say internationally. They don't have to be Irish.
internationally. It's very, no, you see, you got me on the hat because I picked up footballers, you know, you would say coming over.
I wouldn't know any of them, yeah.
No, sort of thing. You pick up them, I picked up politicians, picked
up... Pop stars, any international pop stars or TV, movie stars?
The only one I could think of was, what's his name? I can't even think of his name. From One Direction.
Oh.
That band.
Yeah, Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Seems like a nice bloke, by the way.
But he, I picked him up down in the Midlands going to the airport and he slept all the way down in the car on the way. It was a middle of the night job sort of thing. But no, I don't. And again, you're asking me because of my age. I'm not starstruck. I'm sorry I was in this game earlier. I like you too. I've heard of lads that have picked up Bono and the boys. I've never picked any of them guys up. But
have you ever met anyone famous, Melanie?
Yeah, I met Gabriel Byrne there a few years ago.
Nice.
Down in Step Hotel in Birth.
Nice bloke.
Yeah, he actually sat down and had a drink with us and really conversation and everything. Really, really nice guy.
Oh, that was nice.
But there you go. So that sort of answers your question. Can somebody be a snob? Are they entitled to have a bit of snobbery? No. Gabriel Byrne is another example of it.
Nice guy.
I met him. He's a bloody nice guy. And again, has a beautiful house in Dublin, has the whole nine yards, and there's no airs. I just love people that do not forget where they came from. That's the name of the game. You don't forget where you came from. Mm. It's as simple as, and there's no need. Like if you want to have a crack at somebody, walk in their shoes. If somebody wants to have a crack at a taxi driver, try driving a taxi for a month or 2 months.
Absolutely, could have put it better myself.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.